Dog Tales, number 49, A British Train Ride. When Henry Bassouden was a young American pilot, stationed in England just after World War II, he took a train from London up to the Lake District for a weekend furlough. The train was crowded, and a few people were left standing in the aisle as it pulled out of Euston Station. Henry had already given his seat to an elderly woman who arrived just before the train pulled out. There was a prim-looking woman in the window seat who had a poodle occupying the aisle seat next to her own window seat. She had made no move to hold the dog in her lap. As the train started, it jerked, and among those left standing was a woman who was carrying her baby. Although several of the passengers sent disapproving glances toward the woman with the poodle, no one ventured to ask her to hold the dog in her lap and free up a seat. Henry, although reared on a fine plantation near Paris, Kentucky, did not have the British reserve, and he made his way over to stand next to the dog. He said, "Ma'am, if you'd hold the dog in your lap, this lady with her baby would be able to have a seat." "No," the lady snapped. "Poochie deserves a seat as well as any." No one came to Henry's rescue, although there were some approving smiles by the Brits, amused by the young American's brashness. So when the conductor came through collecting tickets, as Henry gave him his ticket, he said rather loudly, "Sir, if this lady would hold her dog in her lap, this mother and her baby could sit down. I asked her, but she refused." "Madam," the conductor responded, addressing the woman, "would you mind holding the dog in your lap?" "I will not," she responded, repeating what she had told Henry. "Poochie deserves a seat as well as any." "Then I must ask you to give me tickets for both of you," the conductor stated. The woman handed the conductor two tickets, one for herself and one for the dog. The conductor shrugged his shoulders, turned to Henry, and said, "I'm sorry, son, there's nothing I can do." Passengers from the other cars were coming in seeking seats. It was crowded and it was hot, although the windows were open. As the conductor proceeded collecting tickets, Henry, now hot under the collar, couldn't bear it any longer, and filled with righteous indignation, impulsively, like any good red-blooded American, picked up the poodle and tossed it out the window. The conductor heard the commotion, and turning in time to see the dog tossed out, he addressed Henry. "You Americans," he said, "you do everything wrong. You drive on the wrong side of the road, you set your fork on the wrong side of the plate, and now you have just tossed the wrong bitch out the window." Henry Bassouden told me this tale when I visited him on his vineyard farm in Winchester, Kentucky, in June of 1975. In March 2019, a good friend of mine, Alan Branson, emailed me an attachment called British Bitch on a Train.mp4. It's on Uplift Post, and it is the story a bit different, but the same story. So I'm not sure just where it came from. You can buy either digital or hard copy of Dog Tales from Amazon or from iBooks. Just look for Dog Tales by John Ramsey. You will find the spelling of my name and the links on the homepage for these podcasts. Thank you.